Chapter 6. At lunchtime, Darcy looked for Hakeem, but couldn't find him. She didn't know his schedule and wasn't about to ask Tara for it. All she could do was wait until the end of the day. Then she'd tell him what was on her mind and end it once and for all. In the cafeteria, she grabbed a soda and headed to an empty table. She wanted to be as far from Tara as possible. Just thinking about how Tara had hidden the truth from her made Darcy's stomach turn. So what if Hakeem was her friend too? So what if she knew Hakeem longer? So what if she tried to get us to talk? Tara still should have told me everything, Darcy thought, as she sipped her soda and flipped through the few notes she managed to take in chemistry class. I told you, Darcy, said a voice interrupting her. She looked up to see Brisana carrying a lunch tray. A thin smile stretched across her face. Don't start with me right now, Brisana, Darcy grumbled, closing her notebook. I know you just want to rub it in. That's not true, believe me. If I wanted to do that, you know it, Brisana said, sitting down across from her. I just wanted to see how you're doing, that's all. How do you think I'm doing? Darcy muttered. My ex-boyfriend, found someone else, and my best friend lied to hide it from me. You mean ex-best friend, Brisana said, eyeing Darcy carefully. Yeah, I guess so, Darcy replied with a shrug, her anger pushing the sadness away, but just barely. I don't mean to be rude, but what did you think was going to happen? Brisana said, sprinkling dressing on a small salad she got for lunch. I mean, Hakeem's a guy. You two broke up. Did you think he was going to stay single forever? No, but... And Tara's always been closer to Cooper and Hakeem than you. Now that Hakeem's living with her boyfriend, it's only going to get worse. Yeah, but... I mean, I bet they all decided months ago to lie to you, the way they talk, Brisana said, rolling her eyes. Darcy's blood was boiling. She hated to think of them all getting together and deciding to keep the secret from her. But it made sense. That would explain the silences at Nico's, the strange glances. Darcy felt like her head was about to explode, like she was the plate Dad shattered into 1,000 useless pieces. If you ask me, Brisana continued, slicing through a piece of lettuce, I think you need to get real, Darcy. Those people are never going to change. You need to move on. Not just from Hakeem, but from all of them. Darcy tossed her notebook into her book bag. She didn't want to admit it, but for once, she agreed with Brisana's advice. If Tara, Cooper, and Hakeem had no trouble lying to her, what kind of friends were they? She imagined what they must have said to each other before they went to Nico's.
Don't worry, bruh. I ain't gonna say nothing to her, Cooper probably said.
Darcy could almost see him slapping hands with Hakeem.
She won't hear nothing from me neither, Tara would have replied.
Thinking about it made Darcy want to scream, and deep down beneath the white-hot anger that stormed in her chest, Darcy felt something else even stronger than rage. She felt pain. It hurt that Hakeem had already replaced her. It hurt that their friends had helped hide his secret. Hurt that the trust she had put in them was broken, that the friendship she depended on each day was not what she thought it was.
You need to move on.
Brisana's advice made sense.
Maybe you're right, Darcy said, though she wished it weren't true. I guess I was wrong about all of them.
It's okay, Darce, Brisana replied with a grin that was somehow both warm and cold at the same time. I'm still your friend.
Darcy's hands were shaking when the final bell rang. She rushed to her locker, grabbed her books, and headed out the front doors of Blueford ready to confront Hakeem. At the bottom of the steps, she joined a few other students leaning against a fence watching people exit the building. As Darcy waited, her heart racing, hundreds of kids slowly poured out of the school. Some got into cars, others hopped onto yellow buses lined outside, and many just walked home. The first person Darcy recognized was her sister. Darcy hoped Jamie wouldn't see her. But their eyes met. Jamie headed straight to her with a wide smile on her face.
Oh my God, Doris, I had the best day, Jamie gushed. Me, Amberlynn, and Cindy are in the same English class with your old teacher, Mr. Mitchell. He's so cool. Then there's this guy, Tyree, who's already sweating Amberlynn. I think he's a jerk, but he's really cute, Jamie went on. Darcy ignored her, watching as more people walked out of Bluford's main doors. Finally, she spotted Hakeem at the top of the steps. Tara and Cooper were right behind him. No one was smiling. They weren't even talking to each other. Darcy's mouth suddenly went dry. Are you ready to go home? Jamie asked. Honestly, I don't even want to go back there. All day I've been trying to forget about what happened. I couldn't even sleep last night. Look, Jamie, Darcy said, trying to stay calm. She knew she should talk to her, but not now. Not with Hakeem getting closer. Can we just talk about this later? Now isn't a good time. I'm waiting for someone.
Well, excuse me, Jamie said, taking a step back and looking a bit hurt.
Who are you waiting for?
Just go home, Jamie. I'll be there soon.
Darcy knew Cooper spotted her leaning against the fence. She saw him whispering something to Tara, and all three of them stared and then looked away.
Hey, here come your people, Darce, Jamie announced. Why does everyone look so upset?
Darcy didn't answer. Her eyes were focused on Hakeem, who stepped ahead of Cooper and slowly descended the steps. When he reached the bottom, he shook his head and put his hands out as if he were surrendering. Now was the moment she'd waited for, the time to end it with all of them. Darcy took a deep breath. Just as she was about to speak, someone stepped in front of her.
There you are, said a voice Darcy had never heard before. I've been waiting here for 10 minutes. I was starting to wonder if I was at the wrong Bluford.
Darcy watched as a beautiful, light-skinned woman in a black tank top rushed toward Hakeem. She had close-cropped hair and wore jeans that hung low on her curvy hips, leaving part of her flat stomach exposed. She was at least 3 inches taller than Darcy. The girl walked right up and gave Hakeem a hug. His arms didn't move, and his eyes turned to Darcy even as the mysterious stranger clung to his neck. Behind him, Cooper's and Tara's eyes were wide open. Tara's hands pressed against her cheeks as if she was watching a car accident happen right in front of her.
No, she didn't, Cooper said, shaking his head. Tell me I didn't just see that, Tara.
Oh, she did it all right, Tara replied somberly. Your eyes ain't lying.
Who's that? Jamie asked. And what's she doing hugging Hakeem?
Darcy knew who it was. The girl Brisana warned her about. Everything Brisana told her was true, and what Tara said proved to be lies. Darcy knew what she had to do. Without a word, she walked over to Hakeem.
What are you doing here, Anika?
Hakeem said, shifting his eyes to her and then back to Darcy. He looked like he was about to be sick to his stomach.
I thought I'd surprise you. I got off work early, and I didn't feel like sitting in my cousin's apartment. So I thought I'd...
Excuse me, Darcy interrupted, tapping Anika's shoulder and glaring at Hakeem. You need to finish this conversation some other time, because Hakeem and I need to talk. Now.
Who do you think you are talking to me that way? Anika challenged, letting go of Hakeem and turning toward her. You don't know me.
Darcy, look, don't do this.
You're Darcy? Anika asked, narrowing her eyes. I know all about you, but I can see he didn't tell you about me, did he?
Darcy's jaw dropped at the sound of her name on Anika's lips.
Anika, don't! Hakeem barked.
Don't what? Anika said. You mean you didn't tell her how we met in Detroit?
Stop!
How you kissed me the night you gave me my first guitar lesson?
Anika!
Or how we emailed each other all summer after I moved out here? Or how you wanted to see me as soon as you got back?
Girl, you better shut up because you're lying like a snake,
Tara warned, stepping right up to Anika.
Don't listen to her, Darcy. She's just trying to cause trouble because she knows you mean more to Hakeem than she does, and she can't stand it.
Who are you? Anika asked, glaring at Tara.
Never mind who I am. You better start thinking more about who you are. Around here,
You don't just come up spreading lies and talking to my friend like that. You ain't got no right.
Whatever, Anika said, stepping close to Hakeem. I ain't scared. I've seen worse than you where I come from.
Darcy felt like she'd been stabbed. Each detail pushed the knife deeper, cut into the final threads that held her to Hakeem, sliced so deeply that for a second, Darcy couldn't even speak.
My cousin was right about you, Hakeem yelled, turning away from Anika and walking over to Darcy. He said you were crazy jealous.
Jealous? Anika repeated, crossing her arms and inspecting Darcy as if she were trying to check out the damage she caused. I just wanted her to know the truth, that's all. I mean, she does deserve that, right? Besides, I ain't stupid. I know how girls are. And I don't want her getting all confused and thinking maybe there's still something between you two.
Darcy, it isn't the way she's saying, Hakeem began to explain. I don't even care anymore, Darcy cut in, unable to listen to his excuses.
Hakeem, you should have just told me about her, not snuck around at the mall so I had to hear about it from someone else. Just forget we ever had anything.
Darcy turned away from him and glared at Tara and Cooper. Anger burned like flames in her chest.
Coop, I can almost understand where you're coming from with all this. You and Hakeem are like brothers, and you were just trying to protect him. But Tara, what you did to me was so low, I can't believe it. Don't ever call me your girl again, not after this. I would have never hid this from you, and I never would have thought you'd hide it from me,
Darcy said, turning away from them both. You can keep Anika, Darcy continued, eyeing Hakeem for the last time. I'm done. And if you want my advice, don't trust him or any of them.
Darcy, come on, girl. You got us all wrong,
Cooper protested. Darcy ignored him. She turned and began walking home. Seconds later, she heard footsteps behind her and felt a hand on her shoulder, Hakeem's hand.
Darcy, I'm sorry, he said.
Don't talk to me.
I didn't mean for things to happen this way.
Yeah, well, they did, she replied, shrugging off his hand.
I don't want to talk to you again. I'm done.
Darcy wiped her eyes and walked faster, and Hakeem let her go. In just one afternoon, she'd lost her first real boyfriend and two of her closest friends. It hurt so much she couldn't even feel the pain, like a wound so deep all the nerves were destroyed. Even the thought of Anika didn't sting as much as it did at first. In place of pain, a cold numbness was setting in, a feeling that something inside Darcy had finally died.